Now, verse 9, and the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness from him, and he speedily gave her her ointments for beautification. Women haven't changed either, and there was a great deal of makeup used. And I hope no one's going to take issue with me about the use of makeup and about whether she should enter this contest. Now, very candidly, I don't think she should have entered the contest. And we're going to find out she didn't need makeup. There are a great many extremists in this department today. A dear lady came to me when I was pastor in downtown Los Angeles, and I taught down there in the Institute. She came to me one day, and she thought that some of the girls there were using too much makeup. And she said that she didn't think a Christian ought to use makeup. And, of course, she put me out on a limb and says, what do you think? Well, I said, very candidly, it's on to who the woman is. I said, I know some women that makeup would improve them. And I think we all ought to do the best we can with what God's given to us. And I says that some women that don't use makeup look like witches to me. She took that personally. And I want to add this. She had reason to do that, too. I felt like saying to her, a little makeup lady would improve you a great deal. Now, I hope you don't want to argue about that, because all of this is actually out of the will of God, but God is permitting this, and it's by His providence now that she has been accepted by this man in charge. I think when he looked at her, he liked her very much, and he said, boy, she looks like a winner. So he put her up front, and that was a step. You say, well, that's an accident. Oh, no, friends. God, by His providence, overrules down here in our lives. Now, there was given to her such things as belonged to her, and 7 maidens who were suitable to be given her out of the king's house, and he removed her and her maidens unto the best place of the house of the women. Now, that's by the providence of God. She's put up in number 1 slot. Now, verse 10, Esther had not revealed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not make it known. Now, suppose she'd made it known. Well, these people were well known in that area. They were people who, we'll find out later, the enemy said they got strange laws. And they worshiped the living and the true God. They did not worship idols. And that was known, and the minute that she'd reveal her nationality, she would reveal her religion. And these people are out of the will of God, and when you are, you don't boast of your testimony. When you're out of the will of God, you're not apt to be a testimony for the Lord. Remember old Jonah on board that ship running away from God? He hadn't told them he was a Hebrew. You know why? Because he'd given himself away, and he wasn't about to do that. And he's quite a talkative fellow himself, by the way. Now, Mordecai told her not to reveal who she was. Now, will you notice? And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now, I have been told that when you're in the will of God, that you can just sit back and rest, and that you can, you know, say, well, I'm in the Lord's will, and we'll let things just work out. Well, when you're not in the Lord's will, you're not going to be able to take that position. If you do, it'll sure be a false position. And Mordecai knew that he was out of the will of God. And so what did he do? Sit down and wait for the decision? No. Every day he walked up and down in front of the palace wondering how this thing would come out. Wondering whether if he hadn't made a terrible blunder and mistake in doing this. And he had already bitten his fingernails back to his elbows. He is absolutely frightened of the thing that he's done. And he's worried sick. He's not sleeping at night, that is for sure. That's the condition of Mordecai. And when you're out of the will of God, you're not apt to rest back on your laurels and say, everything will be all right, I'm the will of God. Now, I recognize some people deceive themselves on that. I remember a man that had cancer, and his wife rather rebuked me for not trusting the Lord. She said, we are resting in the Lord, and the Lord won't let him die, and all that type of thing. and that you're not trusting the Lord because you've been going to the doctors and you're resting on them. Well, the only difference is he's not alive today and I still am. I believe that you can be in the Lord's will and go to the doctor, and I can assure you that's what I intend to do. And this idea of taking a false position and calling it faith, sometimes faith is not faith at all, it's foolishness. And God has never asked anyone to take a leap in the dark. Faith always rests upon facts. And here, this man's definitely out of the will of God. He hasn't anything to rest on at all.